Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. This is Vital Signs by Rush. And that ends the day of music Alex Malone provided. We appreciate it. We'll continue Listener Appreciation Month on Monday. Looking forward to that. So we are joined now by Jillian Carroll. She is brand new to Wichita and KSN. She will debut a show coming up on Monday at 12:30 called Good Day Kansas. You got to be pretty excited about this, I would guess.
I am. I'm thrilled. It's coming together very well and been a really great vehicle for me to meet people here in Wichita, being that I'm pretty new. And it's been wonderful. We're really excited. We hope everybody can tune in Monday at 12:30.
And you're our guest for five questions, so we'll just start bantering a little bit and asking you some questions.
All right.
One of the first things you said is you're a soccer fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to play along, and I tried to act like I got into that sport too. But the truth is, I've never quite gotten it. Tell us why soccer has appealed to you. You played it at St. Thomas Aquinas High School. What is it about that sport?
Yeah, that's a great question, one I'm super passionate about. So soccer is just, it's always been my thing. I think I started playing at age 4 years old. It really escalated in 99 when the USA women won the gold medal, of course. And that was prime time for me as I was really starting to get competitive around that time. And found my niche with the ball at my foot. I felt like I could do anything. Really just love being a part of a team sport. And the growth of soccer here on the female side of things is great for me. It was a vehicle to get to college and have that paid for, which is nice. I'm still involved today. I've had two, but this season just have one youth team. And shout out to my little girls in Kansas City. And I actually have a new team here in Wichita, Sporting Wichita. So I'll be coaching the U12-year-olds.
How about that?
Yeah, it's just a great thing. It's a great thing to be a part of, especially right now as it's growing.
What was the soccer community like in Kansas City, obviously, with the Sporting Kansas City? What was the community like in relation to that team? How much do they support it?
Oh, my gosh, great question. So I had the chance of working with the team as sideline reporter and broadcast host for 2017. That Children's Mercy Park on game day is absolutely electric. It is on fire. The cauldron, which is the fan section, the supporter section, excuse me, is out of control. You've got the drumming. You've got the chanting. You've got, even if you can't follow the game, you without a doubt will have a blast at one of those games. So they bleed blue there. They are knowledgeable fans. They are engaged, and they're pretty passionate, just like typical Kansas City fans.
Jillian Carroll, our guest from KSN. Don't miss out. 12:30 on Monday, she debuts her brand new show, Good Day Kansas, on KSN. You're also into other sports. You're kind of a sports girl, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm one of five kids, three brothers in that bunch. So I was always doing something. I played tackle football with the boys, played every sport under the sun growing up, and really kept it as my passion and obviously broke into sports broadcasts. So spent some time with the Kansas City Chiefs, Sporting Kansas City, as we talked about, and most recently the Kansas City Mavericks. But yeah, I'm always up to catch a game, play a game, have had a really great time with sports radio, actually most recently with 610 AM in Kansas City, covering some non-traditional teams, so some of the local college teams, Mavericks.
Did you ever get on their talk shows?
On the 610?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a show on Thursday nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so got to cover some of those teams. It was a good time. Like, I love sports. I love what it does for our community. I think it is one of the most, it's one of the best platforms to unite people, whether you're in wherever across the pond or here playing soccer. You guys play the same game, right? So it's almost like a unified language. I think the power of sports is immense.
So it seemed like you had pretty deep roots in Kansas City. How did the opportunity in Wichita present itself, and what are your goals for this show?
Yeah, great question. So
that's not a great question.
That's pretty great question.
We have kind of a rivalry going on here.
Who can have the better
father,
question?
Father, son. But go ahead. Great question.
Well, I don't even remember what it was. Do you?
No, it was a good question. My deep roots of Kansas City.
Yes.
Yeah, no, working with almost every single major sports team there. I was a teacher for six years there. I feel like I was really embedded in the community. I was really blessed to be a part of different pieces of it. But I really committed to myself and wanted a little bit more out of the broadcast world and learned about this opportunity here in Wichita. It's a really unique opportunity. We are taking this show from ground zero up. And I'm very blessed to work with KSN. Their focus on community right now is huge. So that was very appealing to me. And so I expressed my interest and, you know, next thing you know, here I am. And really excited to have some big goals to just unite the state of Kansas. So outside of Wichita, we will be everywhere. I've been to Great Bend. I've been to Salina. We will get everywhere across the state and really just connect the community.
Talking with Jillian Carroll from KSN, you mentioned before we went on the air with you that your parents are from New York,
mm-hmm.
one from the Bronx, one from Queens, and that you spent some of your youth in Long Island.
That's right.
What are your memories of growing up with that? Because that is a much different culture than Overland Park, Kansas.
You're right. It's about as different as it gets. We were beach babies, so my mother was a sun worshiper, so at any chance possible, we were always out at Jones Beach. But New York City is pretty special. You know, my dad being from the Bronx, first job at Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
I hear we have some Cardinal fans and
yeah,
Indians.
That's that guy, yeah.
Indians. Okay.
And you've done your research.
That's right.
Scary.
So it's really different. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think wherever you are, the people you're with kind of make or break it. So my extended family is still in New York. So I make it back, not as much as I like, but anytime I go back, I love the hustle and bustle of the city. But here in the Midwest, I love the people. You know, they're good-hearted people. And, it's been a good time here.
Who were some of your favorite athletes growing up? You mentioned the women's soccer team. Yeah. Outside of them, who did you kind of follow?
Yeah, believe it or not.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I wasn't going to say it that time because I gave it to him last
time.
Well,
now I'm self-conscious, but it's all good.
No, so believe it or not, you know, I had a big brother. I literally wanted to do everything that kid did. So he was like my idol, and he idolized Emmitt Smith. So he was one of my favorites. I wore the number 22 all the way through college for that reason. But I love Mia Hamm. She just has a knack to find the goal. She was well before her time with her abilities on the ball, off the ball. Let's see who else. Lauren Holiday, of the U.S. Women's National Team. She also had a chance to play in Kansas City when they still had a professional team there. She just makes her teammates look so good, and I think that's pretty admirable. But yeah, those are some of the aside from my brother, those are some athletes I admired.
Jillian Carroll with us. She starts a brand new show on Monday on KSN 1230. We invite you to catch that. And she's our guest for 5 questions today, and we're asking a lot of questions of you.
We've asked at least 5.
You haven't mentioned baseball yet.
Yeah.
So where are you with baseball? The Royals, obviously a big thing in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Did
mm-hmm.
you get into that?
So the Royals are fantastic. We've had our ups and downs. I don't know. I know you guys know that very well. So my father's main sport was baseball. So like I said, mentioned earlier, his first job was at the original Yankee Stadium. I had a picture of Joe DiMaggio on my wall growing up. I played softball. It was never my number one sport. But the Royals are fun. It's so fun there because we had the record that we had for so long that you really have to enjoy the game and enjoy the city to support a team when they're, I don't even know what their records were, but it's fun. It's definitely, you know, a good time to get out and watch a game, play a game. It's not a sport that I would put my top 2 or 3.
That's too bad.
Well, that's okay. We're baseball people. She's
I know
a soccer
you are.
Person.
Yeah.
So we're a little different in that
it's all
way.
Good.
That's okay.
But that's the beauty of being in, you know, in Kansas, we have it all. We have all those sports to pick from and to love. So.
All right, you can ask us a question. This is kind of the format here is that you get to ask us
a question.
Can I
ask one more? What do you have planned for Monday's show? Your very
there you
first
go.
One.
Yeah.
What
okay,
are you
another
off?
Good question.
That is
another
legitimately
good one.
A good question.
I'm 4 for 5 now.
I think. No, we're really excited. Again, the goal of the show is really to connect the community. I'm a big, big fan of women supporting women, and I found a really cool mother of three who is actually she's a mamapreneur is what we're calling her. She is a stay-at-home mom, but she turned into her own business owner. She's just crushing it in both worlds, being a mom of three, being a business owner. I'm really excited to share her story. I think she's a good example of kind of what our mission is. We want to highlight special people in Kansas.
Well, we've got a lot of those moms and grandmothers in League 42. So if you're ever need a story, we've got some amazing women that are involved with League 42. So
I'm going to hold you to that. I definitely am.
I want to get you on that. So here's your opportunity for your question.
All right. I mean, this is a little pressure here, but it was going to be about baseball. So what position would you be and why if you weren't playing what you did growing up?
Oh, so if I wasn't a pitcher,
what would you?
Well, I was such a good all-around player that this is an easy one for me. I'd play third base.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I played third base for most of my youth growing up, and then I became a pitcher, and they never let me play third base again. So
right.
Third base would be a natural position for me.
So I played outfield. I was a center fielder, and I hated fielding ground balls.
Why?
So I just didn't like it. I just don't like fielding ground balls.
You didn't catch many of them.
Is that why you didn't like it?
I don't think that was it. But so it would have to be catcher. Every other position would be eliminated.
Right.
And I did catch for a little bit as a kid. So that would be mine. I'd go back to catching.
So what were you in soccer? What was your position of choice as a soccer player?
Were you winning all kinds of state titles at Aquinas?
You did win some, didn't you?
Four?
Were you like the best player on the team?
You know, I was really lucky. We were a good team all 4 years.
But you didn't answer my question. Were you the best player on the team?
I would like to think.
Or one of the, you're too modest, but you were one of the best players on the team.
I would like to think my senior year I helped lead that team.
Okay.
I would say that.
So three state titles.
Three.
In your 4 years at St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yes.
And they win state titles in everything all the time.
You know, there's a tradition of excellence there. Shout out to Craig Ewing at St. Thomas Aquinas. But you know what? One of the state champions is... State championships that sticks out was played right here at Friends University.
Is that right?
And I remember it clear as day because it was turf, and we didn't play on turf, you know, during season. And we came here, and it was the big trip to Friends University for state, and it was a great time.
What year did you graduate? Am I allowed to ask that?
Oh, here we go.
You don't have
to
tell me. It's all good.
Bad question.
Not a good question.
No. I graduated in 02.
You don't have to.
I was 01. So.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to tell us that. Jillian Carroll with us from KSN. I'm just curious to know who you're working with at KSN. Who's your producer? Who's that person that you're going to be doing the show with? Who's that?
I'm so glad you brought that up. Greg McFadden.
Brand new to KSN, too.
Wow.
Oh, I believe you're aware of who he is. He has been he's been in Wichita, born here, took some time away and came back, and he's been here for a very long time. I'm very blessed to work with him. Not only is he a master of his craft, he's so knowledgeable about the area, and he just really has – we share a vision. You know, we share this. We are community-minded. We really want to connect with the community outside of Sedgwick County, make a little bit of magic. We're really lucky. This is a brand-new concept to Wichita, to Sedgwick County and extended out of Kansas even, that we want to come to the business owners or the mamapreneurs. We want to go in their homes. I think I mentioned Great Bend. We're going to Salina. We're going to, everywhere. We want to go there and share that message of what is Kansas. We want to really bring that to our viewers. So Greg McFadden is fantastic. Karen Hager is excellent. She's our creative director. Can't speak enough good things about those two. We've got a whole team there. Audrey Berry leads our sales department there, and Rachel Summerfield in our news department. I could go on and on.
Yeah,
They're all amazing.
You're dropping names now.
But really, Greg McFadden is the master behind this, and I'm super grateful to have him.
Well, Jillian, we wish you the best. Thanks for coming in and on Slick Roads today. And coming into studio and visiting with us. Best of luck.
Thank you.
We look forward to watching you and maybe having you on the show more often.
I'd love it, and I can't wait to learn more about League 42. Thank you so much for tonight.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. We'll wrap it up. This is a Friday edition of The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.